Hey everybody, Rob here. Today we're going to have another one of our Miss Survivor finalist interviews. Today we're going to talk with Tasha Fox and hear why she thinks she should be Miss Survivor 2015. That's coming up in just a moment. But first we have a short promo for another show you could hear here on Podcast One, something that I'm very familiar with. It's the Overthinking It podcast, also available on Podcast One. And then we hear Tasha Fox on Rob Has a Podcast.
I'm Matt Rather from the Overthinking It podcast, now at podcastone.com. On Overthinking It, your smart, funny friends from the internet talk about, well, does it really make economic sense for the Death Star to blow up Alderaan?
As Grand Moff Tarkin, you gotta ask yourself, is it a debtor planet or is it a creditor planet?
The problem with blackmail is, like, you really need to come in and talk to Bail Organa and say, like, you know, this is a nice planet you've got here. It'd be a shame if someone were to shoot a giant laser into the core and explode it.
Overthinking It. Download it now at podcastone.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Miss Survivor finalist interview round. And today we are very lucky to speak with one of the top immunity threats in recent seasons. Here she is from Survivor Cagayan. Here is Miss Foxy Tasha, Latasha Fox.
Hey! You already got my pageant wave.
Yes. For those of you guys listening on the podcast version of this, Tasha has a very nice Survivor Cagayan backdrop behind her. Tasha, what do you do with that? Is that like your shower curtain?
Actually, you know what? It is wallpaper. I wallpapered my entire condo in this lovely Survivor Cagayan wallpaper. Yes, exclusive.
That's impressive.
I'm sure there is, like, copyright infringements going on all over the place.
Oh yeah, all over the place. Well, you'll fit right in here. Anyway, yes, great job. Very happy to have you here in the competition.
Oh, Rob, I'm so glad to be here. Honestly, you know, I didn't do any campaigning at all because I really didn't think I had a chance, but the fans, like, showed up and supported me. So, like, I'm so excited and I will not let my fans down.
Okay. So you're not a reluctant candidate. You're inspired by the will of the people.
Absolutely. If the people want something, I can make it happen. So I'm so glad to be here.
Now give us some examples. What can you make happen?
Oh, Rob. Well, first of all, let me just say, I'm very influential. And I know that there is a certain person who was supposed to send you something, Miss Jatia, and you never got it.
Yes.
But I will say this. This is one of my campaign promises. I know what it is, and I can make it happen, and you will get it. Everyone on Rob Has a Podcast will finally figure out what it is, and it's good too.
It's good. It's something that I want. It's not something bad.
It's not bad at all. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So if I am Miss Survivor 2015, the fans of Rob Has a Podcast will finally get to see what Jatia was going to send.
So you have that kind of pull. You can get Jatia to send me stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very influential.
All right. Well, that would be very influential if you could do that. Hopefully you can get my Secret Santa gift too that I'm supposed to get. Yes.
Oh, I can make all of that happen.
Both things happen. All right. Tell us, you know, I don't think we've spoken to you since you were when we did our exit interview for Survivor Cagayan. So tell people, what have you been up to?
Well, Rob, I've been just working. Work in the travel department, so I've been very busy with my job. I've been watching Survivor. You know, I watched this last season to make sure that I knew what was going on and just wanted to do a little comparison because I thought our season was, like, awesome. So I'm like, let me see who's going to follow behind that. So, you know, I've just been keeping up on my shows.
And what were your findings when you compared season 29 to season 28?
Well, I must say I was a little disappointed. Initially, it got off to a really slow start and, you know, I almost gave up on it, but I'm glad I stuck it out because it got better in the end. And I must say, though, Cagayan killed it.
Wow.
Blood versus water, not so much.
Not so great. So are you excited for the new season, which is going to be, at least on paper, more similar to Cagayan?
You know what? I am excited, and it could either be really similar to Kaguyan or a little different. I think it depends on the personalities, and it depends on the physical abilities. If all of your white collars just happen to be athletic, hopefully they won't end up with the same fate of Luzon.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think that that's probably a lot of overlap between the white collar tribe and the brains tribe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're white collar, obviously, you're probably a leader. You're probably one who likes to take control, and you want to prove how smart you are. And so if you have a lot of white collar people, hopefully they can gel together and let somebody take the lead when necessary and then follow when necessary. That, I think, would make a more successful tribe than what we had.
So are you predicting that it could be trouble for the white collar tribe as they get out of the gate like it was for the brains tribe?
I am making that prediction.
Wow.
Yes. I hope they prove me wrong, but if they cannot gel and, you know, play their role, then they could be in trouble.
Okay. Wow. This could be very exciting to see how it's all going to play out. We're only like 2.5 weeks away.
I know. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yes. What are you doing for the Survivor premiere? Are you having a premiere party?
Well, you know what? I am going to have a premiere party. And if I am Miss Survivor 2015, I'll give you guys all access.
All access? What does that mean? You're going to have like live cameras at your house?
Hey, for my Kaguyan premiere party, I did it at a movie theater. I did it big. I had the Rams cheerleaders out, you know, had photographers, red carpet. It was huge. And in between the commercial breaks, I had like Survivor challenges that all of my family and friends competed in.
Wow.
And they actually were challenges that we did in Kaguyan, and they didn't know. Like, for example, someone had to hold the ball on like a paper towel roll and like walk up the steps and down. So like, and I had a memory challenge. All the challenges that I won, I simulated.
Oh, and it was a spoiler, and they didn't even know it.
They didn't even know it. We had a good time. So, yeah, I can let the rap fans on, you know, my little premiere party.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, boy, that's a lot of stuff to have going on. Tell us a little bit more. What would a Tasha reign as Miss Survivor look like besides the premiere party?
Okay. Well, first of all, my reign, and I'm just going to put it out there. I watched my boy Spencer's video, and he was a little reluctant to call it a ticket. But I'm going to put it out there. Let's call it a ticket. I want Spencer to be my running mate. And so he lives in Chicago. I live in St. Louis. They're about 4 hours apart. You could expect a lot of collaboration between Miss and Mr. Survivor. So I'm just going to put it out there. And a lot of exclusive, all access, insider information. So my girl Jati is getting married next month. And who knows who might show up. So if you want to be a part of it, vote for me, Miss Survivor 2015.
Okay, so you're saying if we elect you and Spencer as Miss and Mr. Survivor, we have access to the entire Brains tribe. Could we get, is Garrett in the cabinet?
You know what? Garrett can be in the cabinet. And you know what? I think Chaos Cast will be a great foreign correspondent and ambassador since she lives in California. She's our foreign ambassador. So, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so we could
get the Luzon cabinet would be awesome.
We could get Chaos Cast for local things.
Yes, no, she's our foreign correspondent.
Oh, foreign.
You know, California does things a little differently than everybody else.
Are you saying you want her to be the foreign correspondent because you want to send her to another country? Is that what you want?
No, I want her to represent the West Coast.
Okay, the West Coast.
Yes. Now,
all right, that's all well and good if Spencer wins Mr. Survivor, but what if Tony wins Mr. Survivor? Will you cross party lines and work with Tony if he were to be Mr. Survivor?
If Tony were to be elected Mr. Survivor, I would have to go across the aisle, and I'll probably be as successful as Barack, but I would try to make it happen.
Would you say to Tony,
we see how that's going, right?
You think Tony would have struck your agenda as Miss Survivor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you were Miss Survivor in a spirit of unity, would you say to Tony, I'm sorry I voted for Wu and you should have been the winner of Survivor Kaguyan?
Absolutely not.
No.
Hey. I will relent on some things, but you know, once the tribe has spoken, they've spoken.
You would not rescind your vote. You stand by Woo.
Absolutely. I stand by my vote.
All right. And what about Jeremy? Would you work with Jeremy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Jeremy played a great game. He's a great personality. I really liked Val, so okay. You know, I think we could do some things as well.
You could do some work well with those guys. All right, and we'll see with Tony. We'll see what happens.
Okay. But I'm Team Spencer all the way.
Okay, Team Spencer. Okay, what is it about Spencer?
Well, other than the fact that he was literally one of the only people who wanted to work with me towards the end of the game, you know, you got to respect somebody like that. And Spencer is so sweet. He's just like a good person. He has a good heart and he's super funny and super cute. So how could you not like him?
And what specifically is it about you, Tasha, that you bring to the table that you should be this Miss Survivor instead of Kelly or Natalie?
Okay, well, I will say I'm a really dedicated person. I know not all Miss Survivor reigns have been what the fans wanted. They wanted a little more. So as Miss Survivor, you can expect me to be involved with Rob Has a Podcast as much as you want me to be, Rob. Like,
yes.
I'm at your beck and call. They can expect me to be always available to the fans if they have any questions. I actually had my campaign manager. I met David Healy. Let me give a shout out to David Healy, the best campaign manager in the business.
He's very good. But, one of the top guys in the business.
Absolutely. For anybody that has a David Healy right now.
Yes. No, our poll doesn't go up until a week and a half from now.
Okay. But so David totally hit me up on Twitter saying he was going to be in St. Louis and he would like to meet me. And I just met him out. We had lunch and, you know, we went from there. So I'm really available and open to the fans. So you can expect a Miss Survivor who's in touch with the people.
Good. That's very good. All right. Now, normally this is the part where I would ask you to perform a talent if you have one. And by your request, we are going to do that at the end of this segment. We're going to do questions next. And you wanted to end with the talent.
That sounds good.
Okay, so I'm just letting the viewers know that we're going a little out of order. It was Tasha's request and it was granted.
Right. Okay, and let me say that's another thing. You can just expect the unexpected from me, Rob. I don't like to do everything status quo. I like to switch it up. So
okay.
There you go.
Switched. It is switched up. Okay. All right. Here we go. So let's take a question. Let's start with Jeremiah Yap, who wants to know, Tasha, are you willing to pay $500 this time around for an advantage in this competition?
Ooh, that is a good question. Yes, I will. I will bribe in Miss Survivor 2015.
Who will you bribe? The tabulator? Kurt Clark?
Absolutely. the results aren't audited, are they, Rob?
we audit Kurt's bank statements at the end of the month. We make sure that there's nothing fishy going on.
Oh, okay.
So you better do it in cash. That's the way to go. All right. Here's question number two from Zachary Zarnett Klein. Wants to know, what makes a Survivor Cagayan alumni a better Miss Survivor than one from Survivor San Juan del Sur?
Good question. Well, I will say this, since I'm the only Miss Survivor candidate from Cagayan, we had to do it by ourselves. We didn't come with a ready-made teammate or alliance member. So I would say, for me specifically, I basically had to fend for myself and for my own alliance. I couldn't just join another couple and have an alliance of four. So I think it's a little easier when you have your loved one. Also, when you have your loved one, you have a piece of home, and we didn't have that. So we had to make our family ourselves. So I say, in terms of being tough and really playing the game hard to form alliances, Cagayan's got them beat.
Okay. You're saying,
and wait, Blood versus Water was really nice. Like, the giving away of all the rewards, it was just, I don't know, it was more like kumbaya.
It was too nice of a season.
It was very nice. I wanted the cutthroat, yelling, screaming. It was just, I don't know.
Yes.
This was a little too nice for me.
Season 29, they gave away bags of rice. Season 28, they dumped it out on the fire, right?
Exactly. Yes. Way too nice.
Yes. All right. All right. Speaking of that, here's a question. This is from Patrick Layer, wants to know, if you lose the Miss Survivor competition, what are three things that you would dump on Rob Has a Planet, Jatia style?
All right. Well, I'll go ham. The first thing I would dump would be my bag of bows. You know, I love my bows, Rob.
Yes.
So to part with those in fire, that means I'm really pissed. I would probably dump my bag of taboo buzzers.
Oh, you have a bag of taboo buzzers.
When the battery runs down, I just grab another one.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, and whew, the last thing I would dump would probably be
David Healy for being an effective campaign manager.
Manager. Absolutely.
Yes.
Take him out. Sorry, David.
Sorry,
you
David.
Gotta go.
You, if you lose, you're in the fire. Okay. All right. Let's go take a question from Jeff McGinnis. Question number four. He says, Tone go huge, Nat go fool, Germ go dumb, Spence rolls eyes, but there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Oh, well, okay, Rob, can you pick another question? Because I'm going to reserve the answer to that question for after my talent.
Okay, fair enough.
It'll make sense later.
Fair
it'll
enough. Okay, I will. That will be question number five. Question number four, Redux, will be from Kara Duncan, who says, since you are an NFL cheerleader, can you maybe do an RHAP cheer for us?
Okay, an RHAP cheer. All right, let me see what I can come up with. That's a good question. In my cheerleader mode.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Rob has a podcast. If you don't watch, we'll kick your to all the nerds and all the jocks. Don't draw rocks, vote for Fox.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. The nerds and the jocks, they all come to Rob's podcast. And we'll see how they vote. All right. Let me give you question number five again. Tone go huge, Nat go fool, Germ go dumb, Spence rolls eyes. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
All right. Is it talent time?
Yes.
All right. Well, Rob, since you don't have a sound bite from Miss Foxy Tasha, maybe you have one after this. Let me
fix that up. Okay. Tasha is moved off screen. She's taking the chair away. Describing the action for the people listening to the podcast.
Okay. So I'll be right back.
Okay. She has adjusted the camera a bit and now walked off screen. We're staring at the Survivor Kagyan backdrop at Tasha's beautiful, beautiful condo or home. Condo. Yes. Very nice. Very nice Kagyan backdrop that she has behind her. Perfect for any sort of party.
All right, here we go, Rob.
Here we go.
Jeff Probst says the tribe has spoken. Russell says this game is flawed. Baylor says, shut your mouth, homie G. Missy goes smart and poo, poo, poo. Bryce says, I'm a freak. Nat says, 20, you fool. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? What the fox say?
Impressive for the boy. If you are listening to the audio version of this, you just missed out. You need to go check out the YouTube version of this video. Wow. Who are your backup dancers, Tasha?
All right. These are my BFFs. Carla, known as Steve.
Yes.
We got Denise, known as D-Nice.
Okay. Ooh, D-Nice.
Also known as the Foxettes.
Yes. Well, this is a most impressive entry here in the finalist interview. I don't think we've ever seen that sort of choreography in the Miss Survivor competition to date.
And that's what you can expect from me, Rob. Nothing but the best. I never go big. I mean, I never go small.
Yes.
I always go big.
Yes, yes, you have to. All right. Well, Tasha, outstanding job. Congratulations to you, your campaign manager, your backup dancers. Very impressed.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we will see you again in the debates. We have much more coming up here in the Miss Survivor competition in our finalist round. We are going to speak with Natalie coming up on Saturday. I still have to speak with Jeremy Collins in the men's division. So much more to come here. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel, robiswebsite.com/YouTube. So much coming up in store on Rob is a Podcast this week. Thanks again, Tasha.
Rob, right. Vote for Fox. Don't draw rocks. Vote for Fox.
Great job, Tasha.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That's Tasha Fox here, Miss Survivor finalist interview. And I do mean it that if you were listening to the audio version of this podcast, go check out the video. Go to robiswebsite.com/YouTube, because I do not think that translated to the audio, what Tasha and her backup dancers put together there. All right, so that's Tasha. We've got Natalie still coming up for Miss Survivor. Jeremy still coming up for Mr. Survivor. Next week, we will get into the Miss and Mr. Survivor debates and much, much more on the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for the iTunes feed. We've also got our app for Android and iOS. Go to robhasawebsite.com/app. So much to do coming up this week. If you need more to listen to over the weekend and you're not on board with the evolution of strategy, check out part one of our Survivor All-Stars chapter for free. It's almost 3 hours long. Go to robhasawebsite.com/All-Stars for that. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for this interview. I'm having so much fun with Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor. Hope you are too. Talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.